Hey, what's good, fam? Welcome to the Ministry Zoo, episode number 36. I am Wes Ayers alongside the valuable Jesse Stepp. Man, it's been too long, man. It's just been way too long. Thank you for joining us today. If you're listening to the podcast or if you're joining us on Facebook Live, thank you very much. If you are on Facebook Live, please be sure to share the video so that others can watch it and be a part of it. Man, it is great to be in the zoo today, Jess. How you feeling?
I'm feeling really good. It's good to be back in the zoo. We were just talking with our Facebook Live peeps, and that's always exciting. We do that before we hit record on every show just to kind of get a lead in and get some people in and chat with them a little bit. And it's exciting to be back after the summer with Ministry Zoo, with you, Wes, and with everybody out there. And so we hope that you've had a blessed summer, and I know that we have. We've been into some interesting things and some fun things as summers tend to go with family and friends and youth group and just everybody. And so now we're back, and we are, again, just thrilled, excited to be back. And Wes, it's good to see you, and love you, and just appreciate what you do. And so we're ready to go, man.
Yeah, it's, you know, summer is always crazy, and Jess and I had a couple of conversations throughout the summer. We're like, we need to try to sit down and do a show, and it just never would work out. Something would come up, something would happen, and whether it was family-related or youth group-related or something, church-related, something would happen, and it just never panned out. So thank you to the ones who reached out. Thank you to the ones who viewed the page throughout the summer to make sure we were still alive. We are still here, and so we're just thankful to be here. So today we're just going to kind of go back over some of our summer things that we did, some of the things that were impactful for our kids, and then we're going to talk about some things that are new and exciting, maybe some things that we're revamping and trying to do a little better, change some things, get some more kids involved, that kind of stuff. So we are excited to be here. Paul Sperling, what's up, buddy? We're just so thankful that you're joining us today and being a part of our show. We love doing this show, and we love hearing from you. So, Jess, let's kick it off with you, man. What, it's been 2 months,
mm-hmm.
almost three.
Right.
What's been going on?
Well, there's been a lot of things going on. And I'm not going to get into every single thing because I don't want to bore people and I don't want to bore you.
And we don't have 4 hours.
And we don't have 4 hours. We have had some really great things going on this summer, and our summer really got kicked off with our trip to the Dominican Republic.
Yeah,
and we had, if I can think right, I think we had 16 people that went on that trip with us. We went down to the Dominican Republic to a little town called Bobita. Mm. And so if you've ever been to Bobita, then that's awesome, because you probably went to work with Mana Global Ministries, because that's really about the only thing in Bobita. There's some houses, people that live there. It's a small town. But what we went to do was to work with Mana Global Ministries. They have a team of missionaries. They have a team of interns, and they have a children's home. And they have a facility there where they have a school. The local school only goes up to a certain age, and so they go up into high school age with Mana Global Ministries. And so they also have, in a different city, Santiago, they have a college ministry. And so you can sponsor kids to go through those programs and get a higher education than what they would typically get in the Dominican, and so, or at least in Bobita. And so that was exciting to go in. We did two VBSs. We had community days where we ate lunch and played games in the homes of some folks that they knew. We did some, some different things. We had movie night where we had a ton of kids, in my opinion, for that little town that came and watched a movie. That was interesting. We watched the movie Sing and watched it in Spanish. And it was interesting for us English speakers to sit through and watch that. So it kind of started, our summer got kicked off with the Dominican Republic trip. We had some adversity come our way. We had some struggles. We got some sickness came through our camp, and we dealt with that. And then it was a little bit of a struggle to get home. So if I've told you about that story, you know what I'm talking about. If not, then maybe you can ask me and we'll talk about it later. But that was a little bit of a struggle, but it turned out to be a blessing. It's a story we have now going forward. And I think that that's been a great blessing for the people that went, and hopefully we can work with them in the future. We actually support a couple of missionaries there, Andrew and Tiffany Weaver. So there's some connection. Tiffany was a member at Killen. That's our connection with that organization. If I'm just picking out some of the big things that we love to do in the summer, we went to Maywood a few weeks after that mission trip, and Maywood's just always just a great staple, always a great camp, always a great time. The kids were, it was an exceptional week in my opinion. So we really enjoy our time at Maywood, and we missed you.
Thank
certainly.
You.
Missed Wes. My family did not go this year. There were some scheduling things, and there was another camp, not really like a Christian camp. It was a science camp, but it was at Mars Hill Bible School where my son goes. So he wanted to go to science camp. So he went to science camp, and Lori had to work, and so she wasn't able to go.
Right.
Anyway, the reason I mention that is because I got to stay with some of my buddies where I usually wouldn't when Brennan's with me. Then we got there, and I didn't realize you weren't going to be there.
Right.
I don't know why I assumed you were, I guess because you always are. And so we got there, and Wes wasn't there, and I was like, oh.
Yeah.
Terribly disappointed.
Yeah.
But I totally understand why you weren't and whatever.
Right. Yeah.
One of the last things that we did was we went to Atlanta, and we had our annual Braves and Six Flags trip, and that was great. We got to see the new stadium, and that was fun. Brennan now is big enough where he can ride some of the really cool rides,
yeah.
You know, that go upside down and they're faster. So that opens some things up for me, because I either am going with the teenagers and Lori and Brennan are going and riding the kids' rides, and I have to kind of catch up with both every now and then, or I'm only with them and the teenagers are off. You know, I don't get to see them through the day. We kind of did some things together this time that everybody could do.
That makes it special.
Yeah. You sprinkle in, we had a lock-in, we had some devotionals, we had some game nights, and, you know, the typical things you might do through the summer that, you know, aren't really, you know, huge events, but they bring us together. Then I want to share something that's kind of new and exciting that we'll get into in a little bit. But first, I want to hear, I know your summer has been a little bit different than normal. So
It started off like a normal summer. You know, I mean, I had planned to be at Maywood. The plans were there. I think we had 7 or 8 kids that went to Maywood. So I was planning to be there, going to bunk with you guys. Chapel, a couple of years ago, had a spot come up on her liver. It was a non-cancerous tumor, but it, you know, they were concerned about the size of it growing. And anytime you have a growth like that, they want to get it taken care of and that kind of thing. During the summer, she went back for a checkup, and they said, hey, you know, we cut the blood flow off to this thing a year ago, and it's still growing, so we need to go in and take that out. So that happened on the Tuesday of Maywood. So, I let the guys know that I would not be able to be there because I wanted to be with Chapel and be able to be there with her if she needed anything. Luckily, you know, My in-laws and my mom and my sister, my stepdad, they were all there to help too, especially with the boys. You know, the boys in a small hospital room for 6 days, you know, they start to get a little cabin fever, and so it was good to have them there, and they were able to take them. It was crazy. But she's doing well. Like we told the Facebook Live viewers, she's back to 100%. She's working, she's driving, she's doing everything, you know. she's back to cooking, which is, you know, it's something that she loves to do. I didn't mean that derogatory. She just, she loves to do that. So,
and you love her to do that because I'm sure that you benefit from it.
I do not mind that at all. So very thankful to have her back. And it's like we told the Facebook Live, when mama's down, everybody kind of goes down.
Right.
So it was good to have her back. But when you think about the summer, you know, we took a little stateside campaign. We went to a place called Tiger, Georgia. It's about an hour and a half north of Atlanta. It's as far east in Georgia as you can get before you get into North Carolina. So it's right there on the Ocoee area. The county is Rabun County, and it's something like 331 square miles of county, of area there. And that's the only church in the entire county. So we did a little VBS for them, some door knocking, some campaigning for them. And I hope that it's been beneficial for them on the backside. Our kids really enjoyed it. You know, we had several adults go, some adults that took a week of their vacation from their work to go with us, which is incredible. You know, and we could not have done that on the level that we did without them, because they did lots of door knocking, lots of evangelizing while we had other things to do. They went out and took our church van and just did some great work. We had the Hulk with us. We had Batman with us. You know, we had lots of different superheroes that were going out to these housing authorities and talking with these kids and just spending time with them and exciting them and it was exciting to us too to see that happen. And so that kind of happened. And then this was the first year that I had really led the charge on VBS for Shiloh. And so that was. That takes up a lot of time, so to all you VBS preppers out there, I give you mad props, because that's a whole different animal, and I was happy that went off. You know, and then, of course, it rolled around time for Maywood, but then I wasn't able to be there, and I missed everybody there. I wanted to be there really, really bad, but, you know, it just kind of worked out where that's where I needed to be. So, and then later on in the summer, we did something new, and you and I got to do this together, but I was able to take a few of my kids. It just worked out where their schedule. I think we took 9 kids, worked out where their schedule was able to go. We actually went to the AIMCon this summer.
Yeah, it was part of the new and exciting.
And, you know, we come back from that conference, and it's one of the most spiritually challenging things that my kids have ever been through, you know, because they heard guys who told them real life ministry things, who gave them real life experiences, and told them that, you know, just because we're on a stage and we're giving you these lessons, don't think that, you know, it's been easy for us. And so it was very challenging for them. It was very challenging for me. And it was great to be a part of that. We got to work together on several different levels with that. I'm ready to go back. My kids are ready to go back. It was an inspiring thing for them. And those kids that went to that and experienced that, they've been different since we got back from that. They've pushed to be better. They've pushed the ones around them to be better. And that's been a big encouragement to me. So the summer kind of capped off with that, and then we kind of went back into going back into school mode with things. So it's been incredibly busy. So, but it's good to kind of get this opportunity to be back and be with you. So that's what's been going on with us. Now, you know, it's the new time. It's time to get going. And that's kind of what we want to talk to you about today, is some of the things that are new for us, exciting for us, and some things that we're revamping to try to make better, try to make more encouraging evangelistic efforts for our young people.
Yeah, and let me go back to AIMCon. I wanted to mention that it falls at the end of the summer. It's almost the last weekend, or it might actually be the last weekend in July, and I think it was the second to last this year. At Faulkner University, let me encourage you guys that have youth groups, you youth leaders, elders, encourage your congregation, your youth group, to get together and go to AIMCon. If you have been to Evangelism University, which is in July, and that's in Savannah, Tennessee, if you've ever been to that, it's going to seem very familiar. The focus is on evangelism. But it's a little bit different. There's a little bit more that they can do because of the location. They're on Faulkner University's campus, whereas EU is on a high school campus. And so they do some different things. They're both great programs. They're both great great youth rallies. So I would suggest, you know, going to both of them, but try to take a group. One of the things that Wes and I helped with were the aspect of a small group. We called them tribes. And we've had some feedback, positive on that. And yeah. So we enjoyed working with the leaders and working with everybody with AIMCON and just helping out there. So I would suggest going and getting a group to go. It's a fun time. It's a fun learning environment. And the guys that are over it are just exceptional. And so we appreciate what they do. So you can go to AIMCON, AIMCON.org for more information. And we appreciate Paul Sperlin and John Podine and all the other guys down there for all of their hard work and what they do. And so appreciate Paul throwing that up on the in the comments section on Facebook. So new and exciting things. It's always good when you are a youth minister to try to get out of the norm, to try to revamp some things, to try to start some new things and get new things going, keep everybody exciting, not just the teenagers, not just the parents, but you as well, and the congregation. I think anytime you're doing something new and you make it public, I think people notice, and it spurs a little bit of excitement. And so we want to talk about some new things coming up that we're getting into, and Wes is going to talk about some things that might be familiar with Shiloh, but might be changing, might just be getting revamped. And so I'm gonna go ahead and let Wes talk to you about a couple of things that he's got going on, and then I've got one thing that I want to share that I'm excited about, and then we're gonna let it go, and it's gonna be yours.
Yeah. So we had started out with a thing that's called Team 314, and we changed the name of that to the SALT Project, because Team 314 had basically become just a gathering where we sat down and we kind of made some food, and then we talked about things, but nothing really got done. So we took the idea, one of the girls in our youth group, she came up with the idea of changing the name of Team 314 to the SALT Project. And we loved it. Like, everybody just kind of fell in love with it. Everybody just saw the benefit to just one simple name change, because it guides you in a direction different from, you know, just a team with a name. So it's just specific to us. I mean, it just kind of fits us. It flows well with what we're trying to do. So we just put that together. We started making that happen. So what we're going to do is we're going to kick that back off. And so every month we're going to get together. We're going to do some sort of project for somebody. It doesn't matter if it's one person or a group of people. And basically what we want to do is we want to get kids in our community established with doing service-based ministry. So our kids are special. I love our kids. Our kids are just unique people, and I know that you feel the same way about your kids here too. And every youth minister that's ever listened or ever worked with kids, they feel like their kids are just the best kids. And I can't blame you. Our kids are just incredible. And so when they established this vision, I knew that it was going to be something special. So, you know, we've got to give them opportunities to do something special. So we're going to start meeting once a month. If you have something that you do with your group that's kind of a monthly service project, or just service project ideas, or outreach, ministry outreach ideas that you have, please send those to me and let me know what you do and what works for you and what gets your kids excited, what gets them involved in the community. Because we want to know, and we want to be able to kind of see how we can take those and use those and give you the credit, but we want to take those and make those work for our community too, and for our schools and for our young people. Shiloh now represents, young people represented in four different schools in the county. And it runs from Rogersville, which is at the end, to Green Hill, which is on the other end. And then Wilson and Brooks, which are kind of in two different spots as well, if you know anything about Laredo County. So, you know, we're just kind of got a array of people, vast array of people, just kind of all over the county. So we're trying to reach all parts of our county and go out and minister to those people. So if you have any ideas, I want you to send those, and we can build off those. One thing that we're going to try to do, we've had teen retreats before, but this year we're going to try to do a teen and college retreat. So we've never had a retreat for our college age kids, but our college age group is, well, kids, our college age young adults. Mm-hmm. Our college age group is pretty big. I mean, we've got several kids, several young people in the college age group, and that's amazing. And so we want to give them opportunities that they have not had on a collegiate level just yet. We want to give them something that they've not been able to have, or something that's not been provided to them through our ministry there at Shiloh. So we're going to do a college and teen retreat. Matt Hupel's going to be speaking.
Nice.
Which is going to be awesome. Matt was my youth minister, you know, the bulk of the time that I was in the youth group. And then this guy came along and really kind of took me under his wing, too. And I'm very thankful for that. And you spoke at our last retreat.
That's right.
Along with Jordan Abrams. And yep. The kids really loved that. And so we're excited to have Matt and really looking forward to that. But we wanted to give our teens and our college age kids something that they could really feed off of spiritually, something that would encourage them and push them, because, you know, we all need it. We all need spiritual encouragement. And I think it's just going to be, it's going to be really special. It's going to be a lot of fun. So we're excited about it. So we're revamping the SALT project, Team 314, that kind of thing. And then we're doing, you know, we're keeping the teen retreat aspect, which is exciting, and then we're adding the college retreat aspect, which is new to us, and it's going to be a lot of fun. But what about you? I know this is pretty cool. This is cool to me, so I know it's cool to you.
Yeah. One of the things that I'll mention before I talk about what you were alluding to, one of the things that that we started back the first Friday of school for Brooks High School was our prayer group.
Yeah.
And I just wanted to give a shout out to everybody that comes to that. And I don't know if anybody that comes to that will be listening or ever will, but we have some awesome students that come to that, that last year they came every single week. And we plateaued somewhere around 25 to 30 students last year, probably on average. And so we started this year where we picked off, picked up where we left off last year.
It's football season.
That's right. I got my UNA shirt on, everything. So I'm excited about that. But one of the things that we kicked off a couple of weeks ago, we're calling Discipleship U. And several months ago, our college minister, Tyler Alexander and Brandon Pig came to me and wanted to talk to me about doing something much like what Wes was talking about that involves the college ministry and the student or the teen ministry here at Killen. And they came up with this idea where we would, essentially what it is small groups within those two groups. Mm-hmm. Now, we're not doing anything in place of Sunday night worship or anything like that. It's all extra activities. But we wanted to pair up our teens with some of the primarily older college students that have kind of been through some of the rigors of college life and some of the struggles, the challenges that they have gone through, and share in different settings how they have remained faithful through all of that. There are a lot of things being thrown out there by teachers, administrators, and sometimes maybe they get a bad rap for that, but a lot of times it's valid that there's a lot of atheist teachers. Not every college professor is an atheist, understand what I'm saying, but it is out there and it is a challenge. And there are a lot of things that our college students have had to fight against. That maybe they can share with these younger teenagers and say, you know what, here's how I have made it through this. So that's one aspect of Discipleship U. Another aspect is accountability. Another aspect is just, you know, getting some excitement about different activities and being together and Bible study. They'll be in Bible studies sometimes. Sometimes they'll just go to Starbucks and get coffee. I know there was already a group that met the other night. We had our homecoming was Sunday, and so I know there was a group that was going to meet Sunday night, and so it's exciting to see the excitement for that. I know we keep saying the word exciting, but it is. It's encouraging to see that. We had a kickoff a couple of weeks ago on a Sunday night, and we had close to 65 wow. people, college students and teenagers that showed up and that were really looking forward to getting it kicked off. We had some pizza, we had some games, and then we split up into those groups and let them go kind of get to know each other a little bit better. I think everybody pretty much knew each other, but they were able to kind of go in, talk about scheduling, talk about what they're going to have going on. And the idea is that they will get together at least once a month. We're encouraging our college students to come home at least once a month. And when they come home, to do something with these discipleship U groups. They will be encouraging through the weeks, through the month, they'll be talking, they'll be on Google Hangouts, they'll be in GroupMe chats and texting individually, checking up on each other and just making sure that they stay in contact. And so hopefully what happens is we grow and that evangelism is also one of the secondary aspects of this. I think that now don't let me, you know, sell short evangelism. It's not that, but the primary goal really is getting them locked in, connected with somebody and helping with them going through these struggles. But we also want them to be evangelistic, inviting people when they do have an outing, whether it's putt-putt or they go out to a steakhouse or whatever it is they do, to be inviting friends, because it is a Christian atmosphere and it's going to be an informal atmosphere. And I think that will be really suited for having their friends come, where they might be a little intimidated to come to Sunday morning or even a devotional. But something like that where they say, it's only going to be six or seven of us and we're just going to go hang out. And we're just going to talk. We're going to talk about what's going on, so come join us. And so I'm thrilled that this has gotten off the ground and that it's started up. Like I said, one group has already met, and hopefully through the next few months, because I think it'll take that really for it to really take hold and take ground and shape up, hopefully over the next few months we'll see a lot of growth and a lot of encouragement and excitement in the group. More so than we already had. So please be praying about this effort, and we'll be praying for all the efforts going on with you guys. Let me mention one, and then I want to address something that was asked in the Facebook comments. Mm-hmm. Colin, actually, they both of them refer to Colin Little, who's a good friend and a great guy doing some good things. Fusion is a family and youth conference, and it's held on the campus of Heritage Christian University in Florence, Alabama. And he wanted me to go ahead, and he knows it's early, but go ahead and give a little plug for Fusion. And that's going to be March the 17th, and Dale Jenkins is going to be the guest speaker, and the topic is chains. And if you're in the area, or even if you're not and you want to drive a little bit, come to Florence, Alabama, March the 17th. I know that he'll have some more information. I think there is more information online, and so we will try to share that in the Ministry Zoo page and get that shout out for him. And so the question he had earlier, and we'll address this, and then if nobody else has any questions on Facebook, we'll start wrapping it up. But the question he asked, going back to camp, we were talking about Maywood and going to camp, and he asked, how do you encourage your students to want to go to camp? How do you get them, you know, excited about the idea of going to camp? And I'm going to have to go out here and say, I have not had to do that too much, because the two full-time ministries I have been a part of, camp has already been a staple for them, and it seems like as they grow up, it's just something that they have naturally moved into, because they hear about camp, and we come back talking about camp, we post things about camp, we show pictures sometimes from camp, and Maywood's just been kind of a staple in those two ministries that I've been a part of. I am starting to see a little bit of a change there. And so I will be also thinking about ways we can encourage, especially the younger ones, to want to go to camp. And a lot of that's going to be discussions with parents, more so probably than those younger kids. And so I don't have a whole lot of experience with having to advertise camp other than saying and putting the word out there, hey, Maywood registration's coming up. It's going to be posted at this time. You can get on at midnight or whenever and go online, and here's the website. And we put that on the slide. I usually put it on Facebook, and I put it on the slides at church. We have an announcement about it at church to say, hey, Maywood's coming up, and registration is going to be open on this date. So you don't want to miss it. It's for kids this age through this age. But so if anybody anybody want to throw out some ideas there on Facebook or even email us some suggestions on what you've done, really, to get some excitement and spur some excitement about camp. And maybe it is that you're in a work that was not going to camp anywhere and you wanted to start that ministry and wanted to start them going to camp. You know, what did you do? What did you do to advertise, and what did you do to get the word out and get people excited? Yeah, I think that parent meetings are effective, and communication is just about the key to anything. Perry Bretherick says that Maywood registration starts January the 1st, and mm-hmm. so that's he always reminds us as it gets closer, which I guess here in the next couple of months, we'll be just talking about it some more. It seems like we just got done. We'll be talking about it.
Well, the week that we go to Maywood, you know, it opens on January 1st. It's full on January 1st, almost. I mean, you know, I have
it fills up fast.
I have kids remind me, you know, hey, Maywood signups are coming up. So, but you know, Colin, one thing that I have found to be effective, and it's I took it from an old recruiting standpoint, and it was, you find the ones who want to go, you get them there, and then you send them back to do the talking. You know, they can listen to you and I talk about encouraging and building up and the importance of camp and things like that, and they'll think, well, you know, that's just the typical old youth minister spiel. But if they hear other kids get excited about it, that's where it's going to really ramp up. So take advantage of the ones who want to go and want to be there, and don't get discouraged when you don't have a ton of kids sign up to go to camp. Just get the ones there that want to be there. Let them experience it and let them come back and tell the stories. Because I was talking with Paul and you after AIMCON. I feel confident that our numbers for AIMCON will go up next year simply because of the ones that we brought to AIMCON this year that went back and just started talking about it and talking about the experience that they had. I feel confident that our numbers will go up simply because of we were able to get the ones there that were excited about it. Mm-hmm. So build off the ones that you've got. Thank them for going and encourage them, and then they will encourage others to go, and you will see your camp numbers go up. Camp's an amazing thing, and we need to get our young people there as much and as often as we can.
Yeah, and I would say also, if your congregation has never been and you've got a particular camp that you're interested in, and this is for anybody, I'm not just talking to Colin, and say, you know, maybe you're closer to Maywood, or maybe you're real close to Indian Creek, or you're close to whatever it is, and that's where you want to go, maybe find a representative from that camp. You know, if I was thinking about somebody to do that around here, I would say, ask Perry Bretherick to come. Mm-hmm. He's the director of our week, and ask him to come and talk to your congregation. And maybe he puts together a slideshow of some pictures and maybe some videos and show, you know, through pictures and through talking about the exciting things that go on at Maywood or at Indian Creek or Backwoods Camp or, you know, whatever it is. I don't know all the camps, but there's, you know, you're not going to go wrong probably with any of them. Right. We're just more familiar with Maywood. And so I would suggest doing that too, and maybe after that, presentation, maybe he could meet with the elders or meet with the parents and take some questions, and you can talk about the details there. And so I think that would be one way. But really, I think that until you go and you experience it, and like Wes said, they come back excited about it. That's really what you're gonna have to do, is just kind of talk about it. So Maybe if you're a youth leader, you've never been to camp, maybe you go 1 year. Maybe just by even by yourself. Take a lot of pictures, take some video, make a little journal of what you experienced and what you loved about it and things that you want to go back and talk about. Or just come for the day. Come for a night. Come join everybody and just go. And maybe you bring a group of teens. Say, you know, you may not be ready for the whole week. You know, you're a little apprehensive. Why don't we go visit on a Thursday night? Why don't we go visit and worship there on Wednesday night and see what it's like? And then we'll just walk around and check the camp out. And so those are some things that you can do. And, you know, we'd be glad to take any suggestions from anybody else that wants to give them. But I guess that our time's just about up here, right?
It's rapidly decreasing.
Yes.
Let me just say one thing. For those of you watching on Facebook Live, we appreciate that very much. For those of you listening to the podcast, we appreciate that. I apologize for the instant zoom ins on my double chin, but either way,
also here,
it works. We're very thankful that you're here with us. Thank you for being patient with us throughout the summer. You know that summers are crazy. Our summers have been crazy just like yours, but we're excited to get back and get back on track and start meeting together and meeting with you and being with you on a regular basis. We're pumped to do that. We're blessed to be able to do that, and we're thankful for this opportunity. But Jess is going to tell you where to find us. If you have suggestions, ideas on camps or things that are coming up, like we talked about camps today, or things you're doing that are new or exciting or you're revamping, we want to hear about those, and we want to help you spread that message and tell other people about the things that are happening within your congregation and within your youth group. We want to help you get that word out in any way that we can. So Jess is going to tell you how to get in touch with us.
If you want to listen to the podcast, we are on iTunes and Google Play. If you want to connect with us, you can on Facebook at facebook.com/MinistryZoo, and we will be looking to add more material and be more active on that Facebook page. So check in with us there at facebook.com/MinistryZoo, or just search for Ministry Zoo on Facebook. We're on Twitter at Ministry Zoo. All right, you see a theme here going at Ministry Zoo on Twitter. And then if you really want to contact us, you have some suggestions for episodes coming up, you have suggestions for what we talked about in this episode or any other episode, then send us an email at ministryzoo@gmail.com.
That's awesome. That's where we can be found. We look forward to hearing from you. Thanks again for your comments on the Facebook Live feed today. We hope we've answered and responded accordingly. Jordan, I saw where you said that you enjoyed being with us. Trust me, we enjoyed having you too.
Absolutely.
So thank you very much. I hope your arm is doing well. Light poles jump out of nowhere. Anyway, so we're thankful for that. We're thankful for you being with us today. And we'll catch you next time. Go Cubs.
See ya.